The following program is closed captioned for the fun impaired.
Anton Radio! Anton Radio! Radio! Radio!
Anton Radio!
Hello! The current time is 2:27 a.m. and it's time to sit back for the next half hour for a brand new Anton Radio program. For those of you who turned the dial to this very station for the very first time, let me catch you up. I am Anthony Latch, and I was fired from a local radio station, so now I kinda sorta sneak in during the middle of the night to hit the airwaves once again. In this week's episode, we have music by Skiznot. Also, this old bug guy kinda stops by to chat with me. Also, we'll be stepping into the radio station's kitchen for a new segment, Cooking with Chef Charlotte. Plus, the legendary host from television, legendary singer, Regis Philbin. Now, the first thing I wanted to start off this show with is I said that bug guy, some old bug guy. So I put a couple flyers around town, sent out a couple messages looking for interesting people. People that have interesting jobs, interesting stories, interesting facts, basically whatever, maybe interesting talents, things like that. And I happened to get a response from some guy who signed his letter, Old Bug Guy, and I didn't really know what that meant, so I was intrigued enough to invite him here, and he is here in the studio at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Old Bug Guy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for originally writing and signing Old Bug Guy, because quite frankly, you didn't have any other message other than, hi, I am interesting, I am Old Bug Guy, please have me on. How come you didn't write anything more than that?
Oh, because I figured Old Bug Guy was all you needed. That's how I snagged my first wife.
Oh, really? She must have been really lucky. You just went up to her and just said, "Hey, I'm Old Bug Guy," or what is that exactly? You know what you said, or?
Of course, that's all I said. That's all that needs to be said, is, "Hey, I'm Old Bug Guy."
Okay.
And then her arms are all over me. Couldn't get her off me.
Now, I guess the question I have, and it's a question that's probably on every listener's mind right now, is what makes you Old Bug Guy exactly? What does that mean?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think it means? Huh?
Well, I guess if I break it down, old, I would assume because you're of the older persuasion, the elderly population, I guess. That would be my first guess. And then Bug Guy, I would think that you collect bugs?
No,
you have
no.
A big bug collection? You study them? Is
that?
No.
I don't collect bugs. I don't know why you would even think that. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, shoot.
Do you eat yogurt?
Yes, I eat yogurt.
Well, that's good. You know why you eat yogurt?
Well, let's list the reasons here. A, it's cheap. B, it's healthy for you. It's good. I like it. I've always eaten yogurt growing up. Is that right?
Yo, son, you're forgetting the most important thing about eating yogurt.
Okay, just settle down. What did I forget?
Well, let me tell you, when you're eating yogurt, you're not realizing this, but you're putting the bugs back in the system!
Wait, what?
You heard me, don't act like you didn't hear me. You're putting the bugs back in your system!
Okay, I mean, yeah, yes, I heard you, and I heard the words you said, but I don't exactly understand.
Well, what's there not to understand? You have the yogurt, you eat the yogurt. You have the bugs. They're back. They're back in your system.
See, that's the part that I don't understand. What bugs? What system?
Oh, my God. How old are you? 20? 22?
No, I'm 31. I just turned 31 a couple months ago.
Well, then let me tell you a little something about the bugs. When you're eating yogurt, and you're digesting it, what are you doing? You're putting the bugs back in the system.
Okay, see, we're back at square one. You haven't even told me what that means. What does that mean?
Whoa, you haven't heard that before?
No, that's what I'm saying. I have never heard that before. What are you talking about actual insect? Plural?
Oh my god, you're a lost cause.
No, I just don't think I'm following here. I mean, you say you're the bug guy, and you're asking me about yogurt and bugs in the systems. Just please, can you just explain yourself a little further for our audience, too? I mean, not just me, but our entire listening audience is wondering, frankly, what the heck are you talking about, sir?
Oh, okay, let me start over. Now, let's say you feed this yogurt to your horses.
My horses?
The horses are getting the bugs back in the system.
Okay, I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap this up. I'd like to thank old bug guy for coming on by, I guess, for talking about bugs. Please don't come back again.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Okay, I think it's time for our first song. This one is from Skiznot. This song is called Pretender, which is a parody of Cheap Trick's Surrender and is set in the Game of Thrones world. Now, I myself have not seen Game of Thrones yet, but I really do enjoy this song, and then I even asked about a possible spoiler warning. Spoiler warning. He said it may only end up spoiling the first season, so maybe if you haven't finished season one, might just want to skip ahead a little bit. Otherwise, if you don't care, then listen to this amazing parody song by Skiznot. Here is Pretender.
Jamie's alright, they just
Once again, that was Skiznot with Pretender. Please go to skiznot.bandcamp.com, skiznot.bandcamp.com, and for $1.50, you can buy 4 tracks in a Pretender mega single. That's a huge deal! Now, Daddy has to pay the bills, so let's cut to an advertisement. We'll be right back here on Anton Radio. Are you tired of reading? Are you also tired of listening to an audiobook as your only option of consuming the content? Well, now you can consume a book the more delicious way, with Edible. With Edible Books, no longer will you have to use your eyes to read paragraphs from left to right. Instead, you eat those words. Each book purchased through Edible Books gets downloaded directly to your dining room table. Do you have a book report due by Friday? No worries. Split that book into 2 meals and get it done today. Each edible book is packed with nutritious proper nouns and may reduce your cholesterol. Edible Books, when you're tired of reading, but not tired of eating. So please, don't let your eyes starve any longer and act now and visit our website and sign up for a brand new subscription today. Visit us at ileliketoeatbooks.com/4529abc123.html. Num 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 num. Now it's time for a brand new segment here on Anton Radio. One of the things that I felt the show needed was a little bit of education. Education of the culinary persuasion, if you will. I looked up some local cooking experts in the phone book. Yep, those still exist. And all signs pointed to my guest here today, Charlotte. Now, what is your public access program called again?
Well, Buttercup, I call it Chef Charlotte's Crazy Crafted Cool Culinary Kitchen Cooking. Rolls right off the tongue, don't you think?
Sure, why not? Now, I notice you spelled kitchen with a C. I assume that's because you use so many C's.
Oh, that's right, Krispy Kreme. You're so quick.
So, what will you be teaching our listeners to cook on today's show?
I'm glad you asked. Now, we're going to cook ourselves a good old-fashioned southern carrot cake.
That sounds good, but no disrespect, but wouldn't it actually be considered baking, not cooking?
Oh, Cookie Crumbles, you're right. Oh, me, oh, my. Oh, my goodness. I just got split in my side. Oh.
Well, it wasn't that funny. I mean,
anywho, we are going to cook ourselves a carrot cake. Now, your listeners can follow along at home, assuming you all have the proper supplies already at hand without any prior knowledge and preparation.
Yeah, shouldn't we have already, like, showed them a recipe, emailed it out, or put it on a website or
something?
We're
gonna start now with 2 cups of flour. Where did I put that flower?
Oh, yeah, I don't know where.
Oh, shoot. I think the dog Bella got into it. Oh, that darn little tootin' puppy. I think I accidentally brought cornstarch instead of flour. Huh. Oh, well, that's all right. Two cups of cornstarch will do us just fine.
Are you sure that's, okay? Because that doesn't sound like...
Of course, Crumbcake. Now, don't worry yourself, silly. Now, we put that in the bowl and add just 2 teaspoons of taste to soda.
Don't you mean baking soda?
No, silly, taste to soda. I forgot my glasses, but I wouldn't forget my famous recipe.
Of course not.
Now, that would be ridiculous. Any tasty soda you'd like. We're going to use live wire Mountain Dew because it's orange like carrots.
Where did you go to school again?
Now we'll need half a teaspoon of salt and 2 teaspoons of ground cinnabons.
Cinnabons? Like that place in the mall?
Oh, now shush, Cinnabon. We're gonna need 3 large eggs. But it seems I only brought the medium eggs from those tiny chickens. So we'll use, I think about 14 of those will do.
Whoa. I don't think that seems like a lot. That doesn't seem like a proper substitution.
Now pay attention, Aunt. You are just a little worrywart over there. It's time for 2 cups of sugar. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Now, where did I put that sugar?
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. Seems to Someone not be organized.
Someone just keeps taking my ingredients from me. Oh, well, we'll skip that from now.
I don't know if we should be skipping any ingredients here. I mean, seems like it should be stick
now,
to the recipe.
Aunt, after you mix that all up together all fine and nice, we'll need 34 cups of vegetable oil. Just pour that in right here.
No. That says 3/4 cup. That, not 34. That's, it's a fraction. It's a fraction, Charlotte.
Oopsie-daisy, my mistake. Now let's move on to the next step. Oh, wow, 34 cups of buttermilk, too. Ain't that a coincidence? Another 34.
No. 3/4 cups. Again, I think maybe we should stop. This is kind of gone
Nonsense,
too far.
Nonsense, Cherry Pie. We're almost done.
Good.
Next step is 2 teaspoons of vanilla exact.
Exact?
Correct.
No. Oh, okay. No. I think you read that wrong. Vanilla extract, not vanilla exact.
Exactly. Now you're catching on.
I can't believe this.
Well, you better believe that very important step. 2 cups of grated carrot.
Okay, fine. Finally, what we came here for. The carrot part of the carrot cake. Good. Go on.
Oh, shoot. I hate to break it to you, Candy Cane, but I just remembered that I don't have any carrots. There was this bad crop due to the farmers accidentally poisoning them.
Then why did you even choose to pick this item to make today? It seems absurd to...
Oh, don't worry, Pretzel Pudding, you're going to give yourself an ulcer. I brought the perfect substitute. How about a little trivia for you folks out there? What else is orange and crunchy?
Carrots! It should only be carrots!
That's right, Chester! Cheetos!
Okay, I think we're done here, Charlotte. Thanks for stopping by. It's been real... educational?
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful, Butternut Squash Ravioli.
Okay, so, sorry about that. I hope none of you actually followed that recipe. I think, hopefully next time we can kind of have things in order, with Charlotte here. Now let's just break for station identification. This is Anton Radio. Yeah. And we're back here on Anton Radio, and it is time for the moment that everybody waits for, the very end of the show. No, not the closing credits, but the final segment, which is generally a very exclusive celebrity interview. And this one is a good one. Another legend here on Anton Radio, via the telephone, Mr. Regis Philbin. Regis, hello.
Hello there, it's Regis. Regis Francis Xavier Philbin. I was born on August 25th, 1931.
Okay, I don't know why my guests keep saying their full names and their birthdays, but anyways, Regis, this is a big deal for me. I'm only in week 3 here of my brand new radio show, and as a host, I can't be more honored than to get one of the best hosts ever in television. Regis, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out to be on my little radio show.
Yeah, no problem. The only thing I noticed that you could fix right off the bat, when you announced my name earlier, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. It was just a couple seconds ago.
You had a sharp memory. Now, when you announced my name, there was something missing. Do you know what it was?
I think I said, I know a lot of people call you, you know, just Regis, because Regis is a pretty,
No, I'm not talking about name, during but, my name, I'm talking about after.
I'm sorry, after? What do you mean? What do you mean after?
What do I mean?
Well, sir, I mean, no disrespect, I mean, I didn't know if I should call you Reg. I know a lot of people call you Reg, but I didn't think we were
that's not what I'm talking about. Not many people can call me Reg. You're definitely not one of them yet. But what I meant, you said my name, and then what happened after? Did you hear anything?
No, I mean, there was, silence. Are you talking about just the couple seconds of silence, or?
Yes, that's exactly it, my boy. You got it! With that silence, you need to fill that silence with applause. I've been doing a talk show for over 200 years, and I know applause, and there was no applause.
Oh, well, sir, my apologies. I mean, that's not really that kind of radio show. I mean, I might have some things...
Yeah, not that kind of show. Well, what kind of show is it? You're out of control, I tell you.
Well, I mean, I guess I could check, have my intern, Ms. Lopez, look to see if we have some sound effects, maybe? We could throw that in. I don't know if that'll work for you.
Yes, please, get the applause working. And while we wait for the applause, let me cue up something. You may know that I am a singer. You knew that, right?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, not only are you a great talk show host, you have an amazing voice.
Yes. Thank you. Now, as we wait for the applause, I'd like to introduce a song. I know you've done some songs on the radio show already, but here's a bonus song, one of my favorite hits. I want to hold them like they do in Texas Blaze. Fold them, let them hit me. Raise it, baby, stay with me. I love it. Luck and intuition play the cards with the space to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Oh, well, this is all beautiful, but maybe we should move on to a...
I'll get him high. Show him what I've got. I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got.
Wait a minute, I know what you're singing.
Carry my. No, he can't read my poker face. She's got to love nobody. Carry my. No, he can't read my poker face. She's got to love nobody.
I kind of like this version. It's kind of like a little slower.
Poker face. Ma. The end. Applause. Yes, there it is. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the applause.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. Let's just, Ms. Lopez, can we cut that? Right? Yeah, okay, cut that. Okay, good. So now that we got that out of the way, I guess, little bonus song there from Regis Philbin, I want to talk to you about your wife, Joy.
Yes, my beautiful wife, Joy.
Now, how long have you and Joy been married?
Long enough, but you know who else I want to talk about? Somebody else I've known for a long time that's been very special in my heart.
Oh, who's that?
It's, of course, Michael Gelman.
Oh, Gelman. You mean the executive producer of Live?
Of course I mean the executive producer of Live with Regis. Michael Gelman, born August 4th, 1961, from Highland Park, Illinois.
Okay, but your wife, Joy, can you tell us a little bit?
So let me tell you about Gelman. This one time, we were doing a show live with Kathy Lee back then. Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. And it was April Fool's. And did you know what Gelman did? Now, normally we have those two really tall chairs out there that we sit on. I usually need Kathy Lee to hoist me up on one of those because I'm too short. So, what we did, I sat down, and there was a flatulence noise. And Kathy Lee looked at me, and I'm like, that's not me. I'm Regis. So then, what I did, I looked under my chair, and sure enough, it was a whoopee cushion. And right away, I'm like, Gelman!
Oh, so Gelman just kind of played an April Fool's prank on you, or?
Yes, I had so many great years with Gelman. He was such a jokester, that guy, Gelman.
Okay, maybe you want to talk about your kids? Talk about them a little bit? Or,
and another thing about Gelman, okay. Let me tell you something. We were recording another episode of Live, but this was Live with Regis and Kelly Ripa. I love Pippa. I miss Pippa. So, let me tell you, it was my birthday. And the whole casting crew surprised me for my birthday. I didn't see it coming. And you know what happened? They rolled out a big cake. A big chocolate cake. And when I went to go take my picture next to it and cut into the cake, the top came off. And you know who came out?
Gelman.
It was Gelman.
Oh, would you imagine that? I notice you keep, like, smacking your lips, Reg. Do you need a glass of water or something? Or...
You see, that's a rookie mistake. You should have offered me water before the interview.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm still kind of just learning here. It's only week three here. Can we just jump into one actual interview question, please?
Okay. I'll stop busting your balls, all right? Go ahead. What's your question? Outrageous.
Okay, thank you. Now, you had retired in the year 2011, and I'm kind of wondering, what have you been up to? What does Regis do in the mornings when he's not recording live with a blonde?
Oh, well, this is an excellent question, and nobody ever asked me. There's one hobby that I really got into. I'm on the cusp of it being popular. It's a card game. It is called Pokemon.
What? Regis, you play Pokemon?
Yes, of course. Why are you laughing?
No, I didn't mean to laugh. It's just, I guess that's not what I expected. I figured, like, maybe you'd got into, like, woodworking, you know, just kind of working out in the yard, maybe starting a garden or something. I guess Pokemon really wasn't what I was thinking. And it's not really that new. It's been around for quite some time.
Lay off me. I'm sorry that I've been a working man all my life. When I wasn't hosting the talk show, I was hosting game shows like Do You Want to Marry a Millionaire?
Wait, what? Who wants to marry? No. It's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That is the show you hosted.
No. That was the original name of the show. But they wanted to say, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But what I said, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? Then you become one.
By marriage.
See, now you get it. You win.
All right. Well, I guess, I think we're going to wrap up the show here. I'm kind of running out of time. So I'd like to thank you, Regis, once again for being here on my show as my guest.
Yes. My pleasure.
Now, before I let you go, is there any advice, except for the applause machine, I guess, is there any advice that you give that I can kind of take with me for future episodes for hosting?
Yes, I'm delighted you asked me. Now, if there's one important thing that I learned in my entire career in television, to be a successful host, you have to have a great person by your side. And no, I'm not talking about a Kathy Lee or a Pippa. I'm talking about an executive producer like coming.
Okay, and that's going to wrap it up for another week of Anton Radio. Thank you for listening. I would like to thank the inspirations for the show, the podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, as well as Saturday Night Live, The Onion, The Weird Al Show, things like that pretty much inspired me to make a combination of those programs here on Anton Radio. I would like to thank this week's musical guest, Skiznot. If you are an independent artist and would like to hear your music on a future Anton Radio episode, please contact me at Anthony Latch on Twitter. That's LAATSCH. I would love to hear from you, and our listeners would love to hear from you via music. I'd also like to thank my guest, of course, Regis Philbin, for coming in and doing that phone interview. And I would also like to thank that old bug guy that came in, and also Charlotte, cooking with Charlotte in the kitchen. That was a delight. Thank you to everybody here and all the listeners that have been talking about it. And please follow my other podcast, AB Conversation, on iTunes. Me and Brent Strasberg do a weekly show about movies, television, comic books, video games, food, the internet, AB Conversation on iTunes, at ABConvo27. Once again, I'm Anthony Latch, at Anthony Latch, LAATSCH. Thank you for listening to another week of Anton Radio. See ya, see ya, see ya, see ya.